Good morning. It's Mondo again. Fuck yeah. Love you guys. Glad you're here. Glad you listen. There may not be many of you, but there is strength in solidarity, right? Start off with the Serpent Sermon by the Saurian Hymns, or actually the Saurian Hymns by the Serpent Sermon. Trump wants to make his allusion to that old song, The Snake. And it was actually correct, because the son of a bitch is a no-good snake. He's kind of the copperhead of bullshit. Sorry, copperheads, no meaning to offend, not meaning to, you know, darken your day, snakes. I'm a snake. I was born in the year of the snake. I'm actually a water snake, probably the most poisonous of all. And I am quite the curmudgeon upon occasion. So Trump, fucking Trump, why is this guy even still alive? Why has he not been like thrown into a wood chipper? Why? Why do people who are completely out of what his actual agenda is support him and like him? Why? Well, we've been asking these questions now for quite a while. We found that there's a profound amount of ignorance and stupidity behind this. If people would investigate and do their reading about what Trump has actually done in his debacle of a professional career, how he's fucked people over, how he has, you know, been in continuous lawsuits for what, 30, 40 years? His mentor was that evil bastard Roy Cohn, who was sucking on Joe McCarthy's hind tit, or rather the other way around. This is who Trump is. Why do you guys, who are these right-wing militia idiots, support a filthy cretin like this? Why? Because he's the great leader, he's the Führer. And he is half German. Yeah, pretty interesting, you know, the history of his paternal side. But we're not going to go into that. I'm not interested in Trump and his history. And I'm just interested in keeping him down. That's right. He needs to be censored. Facebook. Good move, Facebook. You maintained his ban. Twitter. You maintained his ban. Good. Well, we don't know if that's correct on Twitter exactly yet. However, what has this son of a bitch done? This son of a bitch has now launched his own social media platform. It's a message board that lets him write words so others can tweet him. And so what happens? These pricks will go on Twitter and will go on Facebook and retweet and repost this garbage head's bullshit. Now, hopefully, now Twitter says they'll allow it if it doesn't violate their terms. So Facebook will probably also, I would think. I hope I'm wrong. So this ever more shows that these platforms are strictly about the money. Of course they are. That's the American dream. That's capitalism. That's right. Capitalism. So why do people believe in Trump? Well, you know, a lot of those people believe in this mythical God-man, Jesus Christ, who really didn't exist as a actual spiritual messiah. Yeah, maybe. Okay, so now I'm kind of getting into the agnostic portion about the historicity of Jesus and giving credence to the side that says that Jesus was a historical figure, but he was actually a revolutionary and may have been a composite of other revolutionaries who happened to have the name of Jesus. Okay, that's cool. But what of these ignorant bastards are going to read this? What of these stupid fucks? Oh, God, fuck is a great word. I'm sorry. What are these stupid dolts? Where do they get all this crap? Why do they believe something that obviously, upon investigation and inspection, is a lie? I love the one that I revisited again about the Flavians and how they actually may have written the Gospels. There's a little known document that I possess that was written by a Jesuit who was a keeper of the Vatican archives, which is called The Fable of Christ. I can't remember. I think his last name is Cassiola. I think his name is Louis Cassiola. And he points out that he had seen the actual documentation in the Vatican. Here's my conspiracy theory for the week. Yay! That Jesus is a hoax. That Jesus Christ is a hoax that the Romans perpetrated so they could pacify the masses and unify them under a universal faith, which, like all things human, doesn't work. Okay, so this leads to a lot of other topics, which I'll cover briefly in a minute. So Trump, the former president, on Tuesday launched a new social media platform that is merely a message board that allows other people to post his thoughts to Twitter and Facebook. Currently, the like button does not work. Trump had allegedly been in talks with social media platform owners and creators, and some news reports claimed he was going to launch a Twitter rival after the social media giant banned him for life. Oh, thank goodness. Thank the forces of darkness and light or whatever. On Tuesday, Fox News broke the story reporting that Trump had launched a communications platform which will eventually give him the ability to communicate directly with his followers after months of being banned from sites like Twitter and Facebook. The platform called From the Desk of Donald J. Trump. Oh, God, as though this cretin had any credibility. His lack of credibility is astounding. And what's astounding about it is that you fuckers who like him give him any credence whatsoever. That's what's astounding. It's kind of a fascinating phenomenon. Sort of. What also astounds me is that there were some people who like to call themselves Satanists who actually liked this cocksucker. Oh, sorry again. He's not a cocksucker. That's a noble action. No, a shit spewer is really what Trump is. He spews bullshit, more bullshit than spewed out of a stockyard. This guy is so full of shit, it's a wonder he doesn't have brown eyes, right? I got brown eyes, so I'm, sorry if you have brown eyes and you feel offended by that. Don't take anything I say personally. I'm not directing this at any one person. There's a group, though, that these are Trump supporters. People who still support Trump. You guys need to wake the fuck up. And I don't think you're going to. So, I guess the beauty of the whole thing, there's, what is there, like, 40% of Republicans, maybe more than that are not going to get vaccinated? What a bunch of dumb motherfuckers. How stupid can you be? I just love it that people who are not virologists or immunologists or who have knowledge thereof maybe forgot, if they took college biology, maybe forgot 99% of it. I understand that. People forget almost everything. Trump definitely helped facilitate the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people in this country. He did. Now, he did facilitate the development of the vaccines, which went to the private sector, which now are being very stingy, in my opinion and observation, very stingy releasing these to the rest of the world. Well, what good does it do us all? And now that brings up that herd immunity question, the herd immunity question, which really is kind of herd mentality amongst the Trump herd, the Trump turds. There's a herd impunity that's going on amongst those fucks. Now, there's 100 million people that have been fully vaccinated in the United States. That's great. So how about another 150 million? That would turn out to be excellent. So currently we're doing about 2 million a day, which means that in the next 60 days, that'll be another 120 million if we stay at that pace. Well, let's get to like 5 million a day. So that in a month, we've got 150 million more fully vaccinated, and then we can look at getting the rest, maybe at 80%. I think 80%, 90% is a good goal. That'll stop the spread of the virus and its obvious ability to mutate, because it's mutating already. Duh, we have variants. Duh. You dumb fuckers who want to believe the anti-vaxxer bullshit. You know, you're kind of lucky that I'm not in charge of anything, because I might round you pricks up and run you through deprogramming for 6 months to a year. And what would the deprogramming be? It would be an intense education in virology and immunology and basic biology to start with, of course. That would be the deprogramming. And then you would be tested. And if you test out at 100% and you still fail, we have a nice resort for you to retire to in fucking Antarctica. Because your lust for money and power and wealth, that's right. Why do these people support the policies that support billionaires? That's because deep down inside, many of them want to be billionaires. And the facts are out there. Only a few thousand are people are ever going to be billionaires. So what fucking chance do you assholes have? Not much. But you want to have the freedom to have that chance, that opportunity. And don't realize that because these sons of bitches... And you know what? Okay, where's billionaire benevolence? Where is it? Well, it's kind of a weak act. I mean, this is where I defer to Anand Giridharadas and his brilliance in that there's no winner. There's no win-win in billionaires. Billionaires are unnecessary. They're unnecessary. So, yeah, you know, a lot of us want to become multimillionaires. Of course, I'd like to be a multimillionaire and be completely financially independent so I didn't have to work anymore, so I could do whatever I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, because my old slogan was money buys freedom. I had a girlfriend who said it buys time. Well, there's no time, so. And, you know, I really was quite erroneous in that. I was wrong about that, because money, no matter how much you have, doesn't buy you any freedom. Actually, you can fly all over the globe and see all the wonderful sights of the world. And you know what? I'm perfectly fine with seeing those in digital media. I don't need the 3D on that shit. Don't need it. And most of you don't realize that billionaires prevent thousands and thousands, maybe even a few million people from becoming millionaires. And that multimillionaires prevent many millions not having complete financial security. But this is the natural, this is the wrong Darwinist view, okay? The social Darwinist view, which is wrong. That it's about survival of the fittest and those who can adapt and change and who will be successful. So what is real evolutionary success for the human race? Reproduction. I know we've done that. And so in our lemming drive to reproduce, we're actually destroying our world. And we will be extinct because of this, most likely. Because what is it, like over 90% of species have become extinct? Yeah, I know, I'm redundant. And these Trumpers, you know, a lot of these dumb fucks, they actually believe in this Jesus thing. And some of them actually believe that Trump was chosen by Jesus to be the fucking... If anything, if you wanted to get actually nutcase biblical about the whole thing, he's probably more like the beast. But he's a failed beast. So now he's gotten a big blow to the head. Okay, going back to the Book of Revelation, which is a pile of probably hallucinogenic... Yeah, probably a pile of lies and fantasies produced by some fucking crazy monk on an island out in the middle of the Mediterranean who may have eaten mushrooms. Yeah, there's your little conspiracy theory and all this shit. Now, I do like the theory that some of these historicists or mythicists or whatever the fuck you want to call these guys who really look into this shit, and I love these people, that they are actually the saviors. Now, I also ascribe to that famous slogan, nothing is true and everything is permitted. And when I look at Don Hoffman, he's talking about how what we think is reality are actually useful falsehoods. I'm in, baby. I think that's the deal. I love you guys, too. I mean, there's so many people that I love. My best friend, or one of my best friends, is dying right now, and he's been totally abandoned by his family. He wants me to go and see him. He lives in Great Falls, Montana, which I thought it was a big mistake for him to go there. I fought with him, argued with him for years about coming out from under the radar. And his stubbornness and refusal to do that have resulted in him getting terminal colon cancer. All he had to do was sign up for our Access Health program here in Arizona. He had everything he needed because he was flying pretty far under the radar financially. He had everything he needed. Instead of going up and coercing his mother to sign the house back over to him so he could sell it, get all the money, put the money into a foundation or a trust that would automatically go to his choice of charities when he passed away, he didn't do that. And he fucked himself. And his mother's a greedy old 85-year-old woman who hopefully will die soon. You know, if you don't like my perspective on that, that's too fucking bad. But you know what? I don't think that people who are good people do things like that. Do you? Do you think people who are good people and care about their family and they care about other people are like, no, that's greed. And I've seen so much greed around the deaths of others. My own son supposedly authorized a life insurance policy which left $100,000 to his girlfriend. That's right. To my knowledge, thus far, she is giving no money to his children, whom she had wished to make almost like her own, even to the point of wanting her own children from my son, getting him to reverse his vasectomy. Unfortunately, he increasingly put himself behind the I need to be a success 8-ball so that, you know, he ended his life. Hung himself. Oh, gosh. Yeah, so those of us who live on are doomed to experience the tragedies of those around us, including our own personal tragedy. Actually, there is a win in all of this, which is the emptiness that comes when you face the nihilism of your existence, when you face the existential useful falsehood. Because we don't know if there's an afterlife. Not really. I don't think there is. I've had near-death experiences, which lead me to believe there's only oblivion. So I have to be agnostic about that. However, I'm swinging more towards there ain't nothing, baby. So back to this Donald Trump son of a bitch. So now we're going to have these assholes on Facebook and Twitter, you know, puking out all this beacon of freedom bullshit with the Trump Save America. Save America from what? The voters saved America by voting you out, you son of a bitch. The fact that anyone would support this criminal bastard, that's the real crime, is that any of you like this guy? Because he is obviously a piece of shit. Yeah, I'm definitely not a supporter. Never was. I did read his book back in the 80s, and actually it wasn't written by him. It was ghostwritten. And we know who that guy is, and he's come on and talked about the real Trump. And the real Trump is just like he appears in public. He's an asshole. And people who like him are probably assholes who are too afraid to come out publicly and be assholes. Some of them do. These are all people that have rights, the same rights as you and I and anyone else, of differing ideologies and practice in life. They do. However, it's our job not to let them impose their ideals on us as a minority that they are. No. We don't want people who have extremist minority ideologies, meaning, you know, because in Trump's thing, it's state capitalism, you know, and what that does, it facilitates privatization of everything and profits before people. And that's what's wrong. It's completely wrong. It's totally wrong. So you guys that go for this shit, you're crazy. You're nuts. We're never going to have a perfect socialized system. There's no question about it. People are just too indoctrinated, especially people from my generation in the Red Scare. The Red Scare bullshit. Yes, China and the Soviet Union were awful human rights violators and had their own form of imperialism. Come on, we're not going to dispute that. Of course, a lot of it came from acting in opposition to the United States. Now, when World War II ended, most of you don't know your history about that, I'm thinking. I hope you do. Stalin was a monster. There's no question. However, we didn't need to form ourselves in opposition and turn him into the next evil other. You see, we missed out like Hitler did. See, where Hitler missed out with the Soviet Union, people want to call it Russia. No, it's Russia now. Then it was the Soviet Union. Now it's Russia. Gosh, just the way terminology gets all mixed up. No wonder people get the wrong idea about a lot of stuff or get crazy, you know, misinformed ideas about things. So the Soviet Union was our ally. Had we done what Hitler failed to do with them? Now, when Hitler invaded Russia, all he had to do was turn on his populist propaganda machine for the people. I learned that in world history freshman year in high school. Yeah, that's what I learned. That Hitler could have actually taken Russia and gained the support of the people. Because remember, they were in a big famine. People were starving. They'd made a lot of industrial progress. However, the collectivization, central planning of the Soviets was not working very well. I mean, you know, when 25 million people die because of your policies, and it's probably more than that, but that's kind of a conservative guesstimate from reading I've done in the past, something's wrong. It's just like when 500,000 people die in 1 year because a president and his administration junked a program that was in place to battle a pandemic which actually succeeded previously. What about that? Yeah, what about that, motherfuckers? So, you guys that love Trump and don't get vaccinated, that's cool. Guess what, motherfuckers? If you get sick and you get a variant that the vaccine doesn't work on and you spread that, we're in big trouble. And you guys ought to be held accountable for your idiocy. I mean, and yeah, of course, now the CDC is going to present people with facts and reality and stuff. These people don't live in a realistic, factual reality. They don't have those realities. A lot of them believe that there was a Jesus. A lot of them believe that Donald Trump did good things for the country, which are very, very few. He did a couple, I guess. The tax cut wasn't one of them, that's for sure. A lot of these people think that the sun rises and sets in the crack of Donald Trump's fucking asshole. It does not. Donald Trump is a scumbag huckster. He is a fucking grifter. He is an opportunist. He's a political monster. Oh, yeah, he wasn't political. That's why you guys liked him. Yeah, he became very political, didn't he? He came like a petty version of a tyrannical dictator. Thank goodness he didn't get that much power. He thought that Article 2 of the Constitution gave him that power. That son of a bitch. And then Barr got buffaloed, and then, you know, he turned on Trump in the end. A lot of them are going to turn on Trump. Maybe if Giuliani had any fucking sense, he would. But I think Giuliani is another one for the wood chipper. He's a fucking asshole. And yeah, he did go after the mob, but it makes me wonder, was he actually profiting off of the mob in those times? Who knows? There's your conspiracy theory idea. Well, there's a commerce page where supporters can still buy Trump's merchandise, like a flag that says, "Don't blame me, I voted for Trump." And see, they're going to try to rub this in, and now what are they rubbing it in with? Immigration? Oh, come on. Come on. You know, people don't know the history of why Central America, you know, Honduras, El Salvador, and what's the other, Guatemala, why they're fucked up the way they are. Well, some of it has to do with climate change, which is induced by industrialization in the Western world. A lot of it has to do with allowing, and since we're going to run the show down there, which we've done very poorly, which we have done. The CIA, it's just like they say, every time a democratic type of movement comes up in these countries, the CIA sends a death squad down there to start killing off those people. And you can look, the indigenous rights activists down there and all those, they always get killed. And so what happens, MS-13 or whatever it's called, MI-13, I don't know, it's the gang. The gang was created in Los Angeles and then exported to Guatemala. Right, MS-13. Yeah, that's right. But, you know, Trump and his xenophobic pieces of shit, who actually know the truth, many of them, want to blame it on Democratic administrations. So the CIA does need to permanently get out of the business of regime change. Now, if they wanted to do something right, like they kind of facilitated Nicaragua, and then that fucker turned on everybody, turned into another fucking dictatorial shithead, macho fucking shit up his butthole. What was his name? Daniel whatever? That guy? He's a fucking idiot, too. He's a stain on the ideology that he purported originally. So the problem is what we have done. What we've done in Central America. And it started way, way back. And we thought the Monroe Doctrine gave us the right to run the show in the North and South American continents. Yeah, isn't that crazy? That, look at what we did in Chile. What was done to Allende. When that son of a bitch Pinochet came in. Look at what's been done there. Look at the dictatorial histories of all those countries in South America and even, well, Central America. All of that run by maintaining American business interests. Yes, business interests are the problem in our imperialistic hegemony in the world. That's right. There are good businesses. And there are more than a few very, very criminal, bad businesses who, in their lust for profits, have ignored and destroyed the needs of the people that serve them. In these countries, it's no better than feudalism. Oh, it's different. They're more like serfs than citizens. That's enough for today. Good morning and welcome to the Mondo Homunculero Podcast. It's Tuesday, a day of Mars. This is a day of assertion, and in the distance I can hear the baying of the hounds. I hear the baying of the hounds in the distance. I hear them devouring. Let's be clear. The jig is up. We have a country that's full of misinformed people. Not everyone, but very many. It's very sad. Because we have some potent myths that control the thinking of way too many people. We've discussed here quite a bit the myth of Christianity and how it's all a lie and a hoax. Many books have been written about this, or many experts on this. Don't need to go into it. Not going to interview any of them just yet. Then we have the myth of American... I'm sorry. Democracy. Even more laughable. When we read the history of all this and when we take historical courses. That's right. With so many of these people, everything they believe is a lie. It's very sad that this is the case. It started with the Christianity nonsense and why many of the early settlers came here and destroyed what disease had not ravaged in the native populations. And I call these tribes native populations because they did not biologically originate here any more than the European settlers did. However, they had been here far long enough to claim the lands as their own. No need to go into that because there's so much that's been written about that. And it's so sad what has happened. And the big lie that everyone has bought into is that whole bunch of crap that's in the Declaration of Independence and the preamble of the Constitution. Noble ideas. However, when we look at the fact that people of color were three-fifths of a human being in those documents. Three-fifths of a human being, 60% human. Well, what the fuck was the rest of them, right? And then this big myth that these founders are like these sacred personalities, these great, wonderful prophets of freedom. Messiah. Pretty deep mire, these myths that so many of us believe in. You know, we can go back to Adam Smith. Okay. We can go to John Locke. We can look at Ricardo. We can look at Karl Marx. We can look at all the political economists. And what do we really have here was a bunch of old white men, of course, in those days, 35 was old. A bunch of old white men that were mainly about profit. And the profit came before people. And what it took to be a voter was not democracy. You didn't have, never had democracy. It was representative of the people with the money and the power. That isn't democracy, is it? Isn't democracy one person? A person and a vote. So today's podcast is about capitalism, not versus socialism, because socialism is very complex. It's more complex than capitalism. And capitalism is also very complex. Because of the way it's morphed over the years. A couple of things about capitalism. Well, not yet. First of all, let's take a definition out of the dictionary. Google this. Capitalism, an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. That's interesting because it's making a contrast already in this definition between state-owned and private-owned. Here's another one from political ideology. Capitalism is an economic system based on the private ownership of the means of production and their operation for profit. Central characteristics of capitalism include capital accumulation, competitive markets, a price system, private property, and the recognition of property rights, voluntary exchange, and wage labor. Quite a bit better definition. The problem with capitalism is, as Professor Richard Wolff points out all the time, a Marxian economist, is that every so often, now he says every 4 to 7 years, nah, I think it's more like every 5 to 10, even 12 to 15 years, it fails. It tanks. It goes into a recession. There's all this accumulated insanity that happens. Like what happened in the year 2000, when the digital economy took a crap because it was based on no revenue. Okay, because in capitalism, you need that constant flow of revenue. You need profit to exceed deficit, right? It happens in some businesses, though. You also had the one in 2007, 2009, actually 2008, 2009. Now, in some parts of the world, they've learned that if capitalism is going to be successful, you got to mix it with something else, and you got to mix it with democracy to a certain extent. You see, the problem with capitalism in this country is that businesses are not democratic, they're autocratic, whether it's by a committee, who, in the case of corporations, can be private, public corporations, can be influenced by the will of their shareholders and the board of directors. Still an autocracy. Then you have the oligopolies. Capitalism is a fail, and here's some reasons why. The number one reason that we see here is poverty and economic inequality. There's still too many people who are not gaining from the system. And then when it takes a shit, everybody in the lower part of the economic wealth spectrum take a shit with it. And there's a lot of problems. Capitalism fails as a social system because of all this inequality and because of the principle. There is a principle in capitalism, which is profit before people. They, you know, a lot of them try to apologize for that. They're very apologetic and say, well, no, you know, it creates jobs and people get jobs and the jobs are great. And if there was no capitalism, there wouldn't be jobs. That's bullshit. Now, that's not to say that state capitalism, which we have a great deal of here due to the oligopolies, that's not to say that state socialism, which succeeded and failed, succeeds now because it actually takes advantage in China of the capitalist system, turns it into state capitalism. That's the big argument that capitalists make. Well, socialism has never been successful. It's, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, man. You know, there's plenty of rotten eggs out there. Be my guest, crack one. Actually, you look at China, they're extremely successful. Why? Because they're able to mix the two, but they still are infected with state socialism, which I have to be against for the most part. Now, we do need our public institutions. I view that differently. However, without direct civilian oversight, and, you know, people are fucking lazy, they don't want to get on an oversight committee of their state legislature. Go, hey, you guys are not representing the will and the needs of the people. You motherfuckers need to go. And you know, I mean, I've got a whole plan for all that, but you guys don't want to hear it. I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's common sense. When you get a bunch of legislators that are advocating business only and profit only, then they need to be investigated, examined, and recalled and expelled and replaced with real public servants. Ba-ba! Yes, we do need public entities like the fire department, like the police department. Oh, that's a whole subject all by itself. No, the answer to that. Banks need to be public. And I don't mean credit unions. Credit unions are not public. Yes, anyone, if they meet the economic criteria, can join a credit union and have a vote. Okay, that's great. That's democratic to a certain extent, but there are boards that govern these. And they might be made up of the shareholders, which is anybody who has an account. However, these are private cooperatives. They're not owned by the people at large. And this is what my contention is. If you have a public bank, a city bank, which is owned by the citizens of that city, anybody can join that bank, you know, until they fuck up economically, which means you don't have the money, you don't get to make the transaction, right? Right. And, you know, I don't like that, but, you know, that's the way things happen. So because of the inequality, capitalism has failed tremendously, the income inequality that we see. You know, the argument is if the workers own the means of production, there won't be any jobs because there won't be any profit because there won't be any incentive for people to rip off the workers. There are worker cooperatives that do work. Now, these are ideas and practices that are consistently getting refined and implemented. And there's been failures and successes. There's a lot of failure in capitalism, however. And it's kind of shot its wad. Now, when we look at the current political situation, where you see these big corporations migrating away from the Republican Party, which has become infected by the old Dixiecrats and their thinking, and the Lost Cause motherfuckers, and the maggots. That's right, I don't call them maggots, I don't call them, you know, make America great. America never was great. What kind of bullshit is that? First of all, America is an erroneous term. It was coined after Amerigo Vespucci, who was an Italian explorer who was exploring for the Portuguese. Oh, Jesus. Hey, fucking America. You know, America. Bleh. Let's call it Citizens of the United States. How about Citizens of the USA? Yeah, that's what we have here. We have the USA. We have the United States of America. I don't even like the America. So we have the United States located in a continent which is commonly referred to as North America. So of late, many of these states are thinking that their Republican-controlled legislatures can dictate what they want according to whatever their agenda is. Well, what the fuck is their agenda? It looks just like now it's starting to look a lot like just voter suppression. Oh, of course, we know that they're 100% behind capitalism, but if they lose a lot of these big corporations, I think it's really funny. And so what do? They migrate their support over to the Democrats, and that keeps the infection of the centrist and right-wing and blue dog Democrats going. That's what it does. And then what happens also? Well, a lot of the progressives start to get mutated. They start to get, converted into that capitalist nonsense. You know, here's a comment that came from John Bellamy Foster. This was an article that was in Monthly Review. It goes back to 2020. The world is mired in economic stagnation, financialization, and the most extreme inequality in human history, accompanied by mass unemployment, underemployment, precariousness, poverty, hunger, wasted output and lives, and what at this point can only be called a planetary ecological death spiral. Well, I would disagree with some of that based on the positive and negative sides of the equation. The mass unemployment. Well, we've seen that in the pandemic, haven't we? Yeah. A lot of people are in denial of it. That's the people that are not affected by that. See, if you're not affected here in the United States, if people are not affected by something, they tend to blow it off as being unimportant. And, you know, it's not true, since it doesn't affect me. Because they don't look at the larger picture. They don't have a big picture mentality. That's why so many of them ignore the fact that there's massive income inequality, and that's what creates most of the problems in our consumer-based society and economic system. Underemployment. Well, that's true. Look how many people have left the workforce and don't give a fuck. You know, financialization has been the ruin of the country because we've drifted from industrialization, which our blue-collar class... That's right, it's class struggle, it's not ethnic, it's not race, it's class struggle based on economics. The blue collar have been abandoned by the industrial sector. And the profiteers, the Wall Street sons of bitches, don't give a goddamn about the workers. They don't. They never did. Don't you know your history from the 1870s to the 1930s about how the labor movement grew, how it was aided? Here's a little bit for you. Krak Ongren.
Little white coffin lowered into the ground. Parents screaming. Desperate, profound. The clock struck 12.
So people don't know that. I think there's a lot of people who don't know that, who either, if they got it in their history classes, they didn't remember it or give a fuck about it because there was no real discussion on it. We brushed over it when I went to high school. It came out in college history classes. However, that was my major, so I only went through one course. I had to learn about all this later in life. You know, Howard Zinn was very important. And there are several books. They're not the gospel truth. They're views from other observers during those time periods who wrote some things down. You know, your worshipers of profit are going to always go with that vein, and they're always going to have apologisms. Well, you know, look at what capitalism has done for the world. So poverty has decreased in the world. It has, and a lot of the nation, like China, has lifted all of its people out of poverty. Fucking almost 2 billion people lifted out of fucking poverty because their economic system works to do that. Not that it isn't a huge human rights violator. Not that it isn't just very, very shitty when it comes to the rights of its citizens. Look what's happened in Hong Kong. Look what's happened at the Uyghurs. You know, and it does compare to the injustice that these United States have committed in the name of their beloved capitalism. The digital revolution, the greatest technological advance of our time, is rapidly mutated from a promise of free communication and liberated production into new means of surveillance, control, and displacement of the working population. Of course, the profiteers, aided by the oligopoly and the government, have utilized digital technology to creep us. That's right. Not that they're really effective with it. I mean, look at the rise of the orange shithead. If people were informed, that would have never happened. If people were informed. If people hadn't been poisoned by bullshit. The bullshit that Fox Is Not the News puts out, or One American Network, or Newsy, or what's the other piece of shit? Newsmax, Breitbart, all those. People buy into that shit because they have this fear that creates hate and enmity toward those who they view as different. Not a good situation, is it, folks? The digital revolution, the greatest technological advance, has rapidly mutated from promise of free communication, liberated production, and new means of surveillance control. Yes, the institutions of liberal democracy are at a point of collapse. Well, we didn't have much of it to begin with, but we have had an opportunity to actually go for democracy and freedom. While fascism, the rear guard of the system, is again on the march, along with patriarchy, racism, and imperialism. Well, we've never abandoned imperialism. Oh, we have over 700 bases throughout the world. Let's forget what's going on in Afghanistan. You know, Afghanistan is a place that probably, from a military standpoint, and I don't, you know, whatever. You know, if we hadn't supported Israel, we wouldn't have a problem with the Arabs. And we just let Israel, you know, do their thing and duke it out. See, the thing but is, my opinion on that, they're an illegal state. We shouldn't support them. They certainly should have Jerusalem as our capital. You know, what exists there is this huge Palestine area where these Europeans, mostly Europeans, there are actually ethnic Jews from Palestine, right? Palestinian Jews, okay? These ethnic Jews have come in, created this state, and pushed the Palestinians over into an impoverished corner of the region. Pretty shitty and definitely not democratic. You know, and there's a lot of Israelis who don't think that way, who don't want that. The problem is they're not the majority who votes in fuckers like BB and who's that other prick that they voted in temporarily, the Blue Party guy. Israel is just a fetid piece of dog shit on that level. The idea, though, of a prosperous and free Palestine with Israeli presence and leadership is a great idea, and that's real Zionism, in my opinion. But you got to remember that Israel never was this great state. The Romans made it into its crown and glory. It never was this great Solomonic state. See, another myth. There's all these myths, and you know, chiefly fueled by the myths of the Bible, which your conservatives will tell us that's the basis for our law system, our legal system in the country, and the Bible is, you know, it's everything. Judeo-Christian principles founded this country. No, they didn't. Come on. Madison, Monroe, they all dispelled that shit. The problem in America has always been America as a name, one, and religion has been the problem in this country from colonial times up through today. Religion is a myth. The Christian religion is a myth. It's been greatly interpreted into all kinds of aberrations away from the humanistic principles, which were kind of universal principles that religion concocted to universalize people under one aegis. Thank you, Rome. Yeah, so capitalism is the problem here. Capitalism causes massive inequality. Capitalism does not really foster democracy. Not really. That's the problem. See, people think capitalism is democracy because they believe that they have an opportunity to succeed, create a business, make profit, become wealthy. Most of the time, that occurs at the expense of others. Now, if a business operates to where the workers get a big share of all of this, that's a different story, and there are businesses like that, and these are the businesses that we want to find and support. Well, so people want to save capitalism. I don't think we have to. I think we need to gradually replace, and I'll be dead if that ever happens. I would love to see it in my lifetime, however, my lifetime. You know, here's another thing. Why do people believe in the myths? Why do they believe in this Christian mythology? Because they want to live forever. They want to take their memories and their ego and their familial relationships and their love relationships and everything that they valued in their life, and they want to take that with them into an afterlife, which does not exist. This is what makes me an atheist on that level. I am firmly convinced that none of that has any truth. None of it. That's not true. You know, you've heard the old cliche, you can't take it with you. No. Look at all the cultures and in history that tried to do that. There's numerous ones. Like the great Chinese thing they found with all these thousands of clay soldiers and all this other stuff and the buried emperor and all that. Look at that. Yeah, look at that. When we're faced with the existential part of our existence, which is that the only point to it is subjective, you know, kind of it is what you make it and believe what you think it might consist of. And also the ever-present reality, when you just sit and go, okay, I'm living right now. However, I, like everyone else, am going to die. And oblivion is what I'm staring into. Now, having had a couple of near-death experiences, which could all be hallucinations, I grant you that. They're certainly not the Christian kind, which is a real hallucination. It's total fucking la-la fantasy land. There's nothing. That's what I found in death. There's nothing. There's no perception of anything. There's absolutely nothing. And to me, that is the great existential reality tunnel. There's nothing! I saw this band live. Man, they're fabulous. Great band. Karakangren. Great band. Well, folks, there you have it. Capitalism. Here we go. Indications of the failure of capitalism are everywhere. Stagnation of investment, punctuated by bubbles of financial expansion, which then inevitably burst, now characterizes the so-called free market, which really doesn't exist. Come on, Friedman and von Mises. Come on. Buy into their fucking inhumane bullshit. That's right. These are economic ideals and principles that result in inhumanity. Because it's about the haves and the have-nots. And you know, in most of history, the have-nots eventually rise up. And what do? Yeah, look what happened in the Russian Revolution, the French Revolution, the real revolution. Look at what happened in those. Look at what Simone Bolivar tried to do. Didn't really work, did it? Look at what Fidel did. Okay, Fidel really fucked up. He was a bad human rights guy, and he was using, unfortunately, that old Leninist model, which really became Stalinist. And, you know, so there's this great fucking specter of austerity in Cuba, which really oughtn't to be there, you know, and wouldn't have been there had this country just kept up good trade relations with them. They deserve that. What the fuck? So afraid. The fucking Batista hind tit suckers who went to Florida. That's what the problem with Cuba is. Their shit got taken from them because they were exploiting everybody else. Right? I'm not defending Castro's communism. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that the reason it happened was because of decades. Decades. Decades of the bullshit of neocolonialism. Okay, indications of the failure of capitalism are everywhere. Stagnation of investment, punctuated by bubbles of financial expansion, which then inevitably burst, now characterizes the so-called free market, soaring inequality in income and wealth. I know I repeated myself there, but I think it was worth it. Has its counterpart in the declining material circumstances of a majority of the population. That's right. Real wages for most workers in the United States have barely budged in 40 years despite steadily rising productivity. Yeah, where I work, you can go look at the productivity chart. It soars. Oh, man, productivity. What about wages? There's no chart to show how wages have increased in proportion with productivity. No. Because it's now you got more people with their fingers in the pie. That's right. The profit pie. People who didn't create the fucking profit. Anyway, that's a personal rant that doesn't deserve any more attention. Okay, work intensity has increased while the work and safety protections on the job have been systematically jettisoned. Unemployment data has become more and more meaningless due to a new institutionalized underemployment in the form of contract labor in the gig economy. Unions have been reduced to mere shadows of their former glorious capitalism as asserted totalitarian control over workplaces. With the demise of the Soviet-type society, social democracy in Europe has perished in the new atmosphere of liberated capitalism. Huge problem. And what happens there? Those in the lower economic income spectrum grow in numbers. What's about to happen here is not a good situation. In this country, because of the rentier class, and I have to say that I am firmly opposed to the current conditions of the rentier class. They exist to basically exploit people out of rent. That's why if you're going to maintain a rentier class, you need to have rent control everywhere. And there needs to be funding for public housing. And public housing needs to be available to anyone who wants to buy into it according to their level of income, blah, blah, blah. You know, it has to be proportional to the person seeking it. Nothing wrong with public housing. I lived in it. That's right. I was unemployed. And I was left in a place, well, I decided to stay in a place where it was public housing, you know, very low cost of rent. That allowed me to collect myself and to really move on and to get some things done, which I eventually pulled myself out of that particular financial debacle. And what was the debacle? It was because of capitalism. Once again, yeah, I made some choices that, you know, caused me to find myself unemployed, right? Yeah, okay. However, it was really hard to get a job, even with my level of skills. It's hard to get employment in something that was going to remunerate me properly. And I was old. I was almost 50. The capture of surplus value produced by overexploited populations in the poorest regions of the world via global labor arbitrage instituted by multinational corporations is leading to an unprecedented amassing of financial wealth at the center of the world economy and relative poverty in the periphery. Around $21 trillion of offshore funds are currently lodged in tax havens on islands mostly in the Caribbean, constituting the fortified refuge of big finance. Yeah, this shit needs to go away. And these people are not job creators. No, they're not. So don't listen to the GOP. Vote them out. Vote them all out. Let's get a fucking system that works mostly for everybody. And that gives opportunity to those who don't have the economic... who don't have the economic chutzpah. Yeah. Who need the opportunity to advance. Yeah. And let's give them a break, brothers and sisters. Comrades. And I'm not saying that Marxism is the answer, because I think Marxism chiefly is a criticism of capitalism, not our whole system. Of course, the principle of the workers owning the means of production is a great principle. However, I don't really think it can be attained in stages which involve major state socialist control, any more than it involves state capitalist control, any more that involves oligopolies, capitalist oligopolies, that really run the world. That's what really kind of economically runs the world. It's not a conspiracy. It's a fucking business plan. So, I hope your Tuesday turns out nice and red like the color of Mars. And no, we don't need to go to Mars. There's no need to go. There's nothing there for us. There's nothing anywhere close enough to do us any good. We have to take care of what we have here or perish. And let's... Richard Dawkins said something in a recent talk that he did. And I agree. Most species that have ever existed have gone extinct. Let this be your existential realism for today. Let's realize that. That extinction is inevitable. It's how we want to prolong it that makes a difference.